is the Don and Mike Show.
They say you should never mix business with pleasure. Really? Well, then explain to me how a putt-putt golf company operates.
The Don and Mike Show.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Never gonna get it. You're never gonna get it.
I am making a phone call right now. Just dial the number. You didn't hear the beep, beep, beep. We block it out now. Da 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 da.
Never gonna get it.
One more, it'll just go beep, and that will mean he's on the road.
Well, he should be, Charlie. Don't you think it's time he went on his way?
Yes. There's the sound. I just had a voicemail from my girlfriend who said that she was out doing stuff with her job and running errands, and she had left the house, and she was pretty sure that Bart had left, and she came back, and he was still there.
Maybe he watched another movie.
First time.
After, what is it, that thing you do?
Yeah. That's what it was last time.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder what time that first class is tomorrow morning.
Oh, it's an a.m. class.
It's like an 11 a.m. thing, I think.
Oh, probably late.
Hello?
Oh, he's on the road on his way back. What time did you leave, buddy?
I left like right after I talked to you. I'm past Richmond.
Oh,
you're kidding.
Look at that.
That was an old voicemail.
Richmond.
Old voicemail. All right.
So what's your ETA for college?
Let's see. My little doodad in the car is telling me somewhere near 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock tonight. Right. That's fine. You get a good night's sleep.
And what time's first class tomorrow?
Not till 12:15.
Ah, nice.
He's totally under control.
Nice. All right, buddy. All right. Glad you made it out.
Did you call the house first? Did you think I was going to be there?
Yes, I did.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for the confidence.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, after all, you did ask me to wake you up at 8 a.m.
I did do some schoolwork in my room this morning.
Hey, bravo.
How about that? That's a sound of two hands.
Good stuff.
Going together. How old are you again?
22.
Thank you.
22, thank you.
I don't know why I say that. It's like I say that as if he should be embarrassed that he got a late start and that he was working on schoolwork this
right.
morning, and I throw that out, like, how old are you? And he just throws it right back, 22.
Sure. What is the class?
Well, the class I have tomorrow?
Right. Yes.
What was the class you were working on today?
Oh, that too.
Oh, well, early Native American Lit, which is just a gen ed, is what I was working on. The class I have tomorrow is Victorian Secrets and Sensibilities. It's a senior seminar class.
Is that a lingerie class?
Excuse me?
You said Victorian Secrets.
And Sensibilities, yes. No, no, no lingerie, unfortunately.
What can you give us, please, just because I'm curious, can you give us one Victorian secret?
Push-up bra.
Crocs and panties. No, the class isn't over yet. I haven't had
you any. Haven't? Okay.
Like the secret.
All right.
All right.
Why do you think I was working this morning?
Gotcha.
Figure out these secrets.
Have a safe drive back. I love you, son. I'm proud of you. You know that, my man?
Excellent. I'm glad some. Yes, sir.
What, you're glad someone's proud of you?
That's what sounded like was going to come out.
Bart, here's something to make you feel good. We play a little Madden over the weekend. You want to tell everybody the score of that game?
I don't remember the exact score.
Sure you do. It was 63...
So what?
29 to 20 something.
Oh, okay.
Like that. Something like that. Yeah. No, he killed me. He absolutely killed me over the weekend.
He's still have you ever beaten him?
I have beaten you at Madden. Sure I have, right?
Sure. Well, first, we always make the game competitive.
Mm-hmm. Did you hear about Wayne Newton? He's not going to be at the Birchmere this week. He has laryngitis.
Pneumonia.
I'm sorry.
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
That's right, he's got his lungs filled up with phlegm. He won't be dancing anywhere in the United States for 2 weeks. I'm Dancing with the Stars.
All right, son, I'll miss you till I see you at Thanksgiving.
All right.
All right, I'll see you later. Bye, bud.
Have fun.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There he is, back to the harsh reality.
Mm-hmm. He sounds like that's dawning on him a little bit as he gets closer to university, as he gets closer to university.
Oh, yeah. Count down to graduation. That's all I'm waiting for.
And then
officially you're done.
Yeah, but
you'll still worry, but you're done, right?
Yeah, but when you're a parent, you know that old cliche really is true. You never stop worrying.
No, of course you don't.
Messing around, even like today, you know. I said to Janet, I said he wants to get up at 8. There's no way he's going to get up at 8.
Right.
He's going to be 23 year old in March. He's graduating from college early next year. It's his own schedule. And she said, "Well, good. We'll let it go." Yeah. And then like 8:30, I said, "He's got to get up." Mm-hmm. And she said, "Are you going to let it go?" And I went down 9:30, 10 o'clock, just like the old days.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, 10:30. Finally, I let it go.
Good.
I let it go.
And he got up on his own.
At noon.
And he's south of Richmond now.
So he says.
You don't believe that?
No, no, he is not a liar. I do believe him.
South of Richmond.
I do believe him.
He'll be there by 11 o'clock. He's got a noon class. He's smart at that schedule if that's his first class on Tuesdays.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's that kid going to do when he gets out in the real world? What's he going to
do? What we all did when we were in college. You do what you have to do.
He'll be fine. Of course he will.
You do what you have to do.
This is where I worry. He's doing what he has to do now, and I love him so much, but he's just barely getting by a pubic hair. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't mean he's not smart.
Right.
He is. He's incredibly smart. Right. He uses only this much of his brain.
And you're holding your fingers together
very small amount.
Just a sasson.
Right.
A teeny bit of his brain.
Well, don't, at that age, weren't we all just trying to get by?
I don't know. By that age, I was married, divorced. Maybe married a second time.
You weren't married a second time at 22, were you?
Yes, I was, my friend.
Overachiever.
Were you married a second time at 22?
Yeah. I'm 49. I was married to Frida for 25 years.
Wow.
So how old was it? 24.
Mm-hmm. 24.
Right? 24, so, yeah. I married.
So he's got 2 years to really get his act together.
No, he's got no time to get his act together. He cannot be on the same timetable as me because I am an asterisk. I am not the norm.
Anomaly.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you started working professionally at a young age.
Yeah, when I was 16 is when I moved out, you know, and started working in radio stations. And only because of luck and thereby, you know, that thing with the God and other people and bad stuff, thereby the grace of God. Uh-huh. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Right.
It could be. I could very well be Big Don O'Brien right now.
Anything's possible.
And he me.
Mm-hmm.
He'd need just a spoonful more talent.
I think he's going to be fine. He gets going when he needs to get going.
Oh, Bart? Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I mean, when it's crunch time he is, and that's, isn't that what we do in life?
He gets it done.
Mikey's
in college, you know, the whole sleeping thing, the whole hanging out thing. Well, you do that because in college, it's not like it's 9 to 5.
You can't.
In college, you know, yes, there are kids that do that, and God bless them, and more power to them. They're kids that nose to the grindstone all the time. I would say many, many more kind of react. That's where cramming comes in and getting it done when you have to get it done.
He's the he's the John Elway of students. I swear to God, there has never been more two-minute come-from-behind victories when you're sure that everything's going to come tumbling down, and he'll come in and he'll go, hey, well, here you go. Look at that. It's a B. Mm-hmm. What do you expect?
I remember in my last semester when I got a B-plus in macroeconomics, and I swear to God, I had the Tom Hanks reaction. It was that. I mean, I reacted like that. I went into this final with no knowledge of the material. I had a foreign professor that I couldn't understand, but it was an essay, and I just went to town. And when I saw that B-plus on my final, that's exactly. Oh, my God. I bought for everybody that night.
Well, that sure changed.
Thank you!
Hank's Look Around Cafe.
It was great.
Hi there, Don and Mike. What is up?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all. What? Mike, it's your girlfriend, Carla.
Oh, this is not...
I can't wait till I get to college. Mike, on your way home, I need you to get me a few things. I need some of them sneakers with the wheels on the heel, a DVD copy of Goonies.
I'm not sure I want to do this routine.
Sour Patch Kids.
I'm not sure this sketch has been approved.
Oh, okay, I get what the guy's doing.
What's what? No, is it a guy?
I think it's a guy.
Is this a guy or a girl?
Carla, it's your Southern Belle Carla. I'm all sweet and little and young.
She's
you
from
know
Pennsylvania,
me.
For Christ's sake.
I'm guessing this is a man. This is a man, baby.
Oh, Mike, are you playing coy? You know you love this.
You know, I thought you were doing Paula Deen when you first started. And I watched a little of her. You ought to modify this to Paula Deen. Say your name. Hi, this is Paula. How are you? Now, see, this is better. I like this better. How you doing, Dumplin'?
Oh, I'm doing swell, sweet, buttersweet, and sweet.
What are you making today, Paula?
Some dumplings with some Sour Patch Kids mixed in.
Oh. See? How's your two retarded sons doing?
Oh, dull as ever.
Yeah. What's your favorite ingredient, Paula?
Butter.
Yeah, very good. See? She passed the Paula Deen test.
See, that's your new ticket to the show now. You can be the Paula Deen guy.
All right.
Paula Deen guy. I still think it might be a woman doing this.
I think it's a man.
You think it's a man?
I do.
Are you in real life a man or a woman?
Yes.
Now, come on. Which is it? Answer our question, please. Be a love.
Man, baby.
Oh!
Wow.
Man, baby. Yes. Oh, man. Good Ross job. The intern.
Wow.
Oh, God. That's scary. That is scary.
Hi there, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hello.
Donaldo E. Miguel, how are you?
Yes, hi there.
Hey, Mike, being as you are a restaurant owner, have you been watching that Gordon Ramsay Kitchen Nightmares?
Yes.
Would there be any way
that
you would allow Gordon Ramsay to come into your restaurant?
Yes.
Just for the publicity.
Well, first of all, Gordon Ramsay, I do watch his show.
Yes.
Second of all, I would not want Gordon Ramsay to come into my restaurant because it doesn't look like the restaurants that you see on that show. And it's not really that same kind of place. It's really kind of, it's food and a pub, and he does really primarily fine dining kind of place.
Your place is D-I-R-T-I-E-R.
Stop it. It is not. Shut up.
Nice.
Shut up.
Nice to spell it, though.
Shut up.
I'm
it
sorry.
Is no such thing.
I got a big laugh it on Friday so when I said you were L-Y-I-N-G. It's just fun to spell out words.
Spell out horrible, mean-spirited things. I'll tell you right now, Don, it is not dirtier. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll bring you over to eat anytime on Dancing with the Stars.
Are you giving us different inflections now at the end?
I'm trying. I'm trying to do that. Yes, I'm trying to. Gordon Ramsay's show, not nearly as successful as ours. Everybody watches ours in America. That's why we call it Dancing with the Stars.
You know what Janet hit me to about that show, Kitchen Nightmares? Mm-hmm. Last week, I guess about 10 till 10, right before the very end of it.
Right.
She said, please come here and watch this right now. And I said, what? I don't like reality shows. She said, this is the time when he puts on his chef's outfit.
And I and he said, takes his shirt off.
Yeah, I said, so what? And she said, exactly what you said. She said, he takes his shirt off every week at the same time.
Same time.
And he does not have a body that you want to be showing off on TV. It's like Jimmy Kimmel taking his shirt off.
I laughed out loud at the last one when, he goes in.
Yes.
And he sits there and fixes the guy's kitchen. He takes the guy who's not assertive, the owner, manager of the place, and he boxes with him to make him more macho. Then they get all, they put all the new decor in there. They get the new kitchen.
See, that's
the
where
new
you lose
menu.
Me. Excuse me for one second.
Yes.
That is
yes.
where you totally lose me.
Yes.
On this whole thing.
Right.
It's a show about cooking and about making your restaurant chef better and about making the dining experience better. Right,
right? Exactly. Yes.
So
yes.
Why does he box the guy?
Because the guy in the last one, the guy was, not assertive. So he wouldn't he had these horrible chefs back there that were insubordinate, and he wouldn't fire him. He finally fires him, and the guy has no confidence because apparently the restaurant was run by his father. And when his father died, the restaurant went to hell because the guy was not the powerful force that his father was. Mm. So he takes into box to say, get your frustrations out. Show me you're going to be the man like this. And he's boxing him. The guy is still the schlub that he was. And then he gets done, and they have the thing I don't like about Kitchen Nightmares, and the thing that's very
yes.
That's very shaky about it. As opposed to the BBC version, when they really did long-term studies of these places, they get done with this. I think it was called the Seascape Restaurant in Long Island. Or
somebody give me a C.
It sits there, and they do it. They have a fabulous dinner, and then Gordon leaves. Gordon Ramsay is there for a week. And then they said, we check back in 3 months. Unfortunately, he had sold the restaurant. So they go in for a week, yeah. Which you cannot really, affect a restaurant that dramatically in a week's time. It just can't be done. But even if it can be started on the right in the right direction, you can come back and, like they do on the BBC, and do the 6-month studies. They've only done a couple of this on the American version of it, and they came back, and the guy, and what he says is, and he sold the restaurant. It was like, and that's over. We go through this whole thing where they're crying and they're firing chefs. They're bringing a new guy in. He brings his maitre d' in from New York. They do all of this in a week, and then you go to commercial and you come back. Unfortunately, he sold the restaurant. It was just, it was kind of weird. You know, I mean, restaurants sell all the time, but it was just strange to see it on that show.
Tell me again, though, why did he box the guy?
He boxed the guy because the guy was, if you want to know the real answer to that, he boxed the guy because it was good for TV. Uh-huh. But he boxed it because Gordon's done a little boxing. The reason was because the guy was a wallflower, that he was not assertive and he wasn't showing he wasn't expressing his anger. That's the reason he did it. Did you open up to... Is that the sound of the microphone open somewhere in the building?
That's the bullpen mic. That's the nerve center of the Don and Mike show. That's you can hear the hub of all of the employees back there scurrying to make the show better and funnier.
He showed the guy that owned the restaurant. The guy seemed to be beaten down, and the guy was not really expressing his energy and his frustration because of the difficulty of the job. And what he wanted to do was Gordon Ramsay wanted to show that guy that, hey, if you're assertive and you basically lash out at the right people, the people that you're trying to get on the show, cook the food, you actually, you'll do much better.
So who should John box then?
John would have to box somebody that you and I had brought in as a consultant.
And see,
with blonde hair.
Championship belts.
What's
there,
that?
There he is now.
I said, please, no one with any championship belts.
Well, It was Gordon Ramsay holding up the little soft targets. Uh-huh. On the hands, he had those little boxing mittens that they put on there the little pads.
Yeah, sure.
He was boxing his hands, but he was boxing pads, and that's the way he was doing it. It wasn't a deal where they were really hitting each other. But it was fun to watch, and it was a good way for this guy to
express
his frustrations, and also get some self-confidence. But then it was all moot because it was so personal with this owner that after the fact, when they came back, we're back from commercial, unfortunately, and it was this line like, he got a better offer and succumbed to the pressure and sold his restaurant. I'm like, you talk about Annie Wilkes, they just cheated us. We're sitting there watching this thing with all of this blood and sweat, and it's a pretty expensive endeavor, I think, when they go into these restaurants, because quite often they will replace the equipment in there, and they will always do a remodel of the restaurant.
But, Mike, I'm fascinated again with the guy that had no confidence and didn't seem to be able to do the job.
Right. Gordon thought that by getting him into a boxing ring, that might be able to allow him to, just for once in his life, make a fist and step up to the plate.
Hi there.
That's right, silence from the other room, but that could change in a moment's notice on Dancing with the Stars. And maybe not.
What's new on the internet, John?
Unfortunately, not much.
Here it is.
Call came in.
I think everyone got a little piece of little taste of the energy back
and
there.
Buzz, thank you. That's why Buzz is our trusted newsman. Have you heard Buzz throwing in the
heard that.
The side note that somebody's calling.
Mm-hmm. If you are listening, another one.
Two calls.
Getting their name.
So there's nothing on the internet, John.
Dynamite.
Nothing great. Just looking to see if there's anything newsworthy for Buzz before the news gets here. Looking for ideas for new guests.
I got one.
Shoot.
Another movie star.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
It's a wide net.
Thank you.
That one was for free. Oh, I got another one.
Okay.
TV star.
I got one, too.
Okay.
Rock star.
Bam. That's three.
Sports star.
Mm-hmm.
Should I be writing these down?
Has-been star.
Fine.
There you go. Go get us a bag of has-been stars.
And no, I almost made a big mistake. Because you said has-been star, and I almost was ready to pipe right in with star of tomorrow. We don't want them.
No.
We like has-beens, not stars of tomorrow.
That's right.
Who's the biggest has-been you're looking at booking on the show, John?
Has-beens, William Shatner.
Ooh, that is a big has-been.
We like him.
And that's really not even a has-been, but it's right. He likes to think of himself as an
album by that name.
Who's a real has-been you're working on?
Jamie Farr.
Excellent.
Nice.
There you go.
But hey, he stepped up with that.
Sure he did. Sure he did.
Teddy Crane.
All right.
Jamie Farr.
As always, it's been great, John.
Thank you.
Lots more has-beens coming up. Jamie Farr and the entire cast of the Brady Bunch. Next, I'm Dancing with the Stars.
I just like the energy that I know is surging through our listeners' bodies right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is like being at NASA with one of our tricky Apollo flights.
You know, the only thing missing when we hear that whistle, that high-pitched hum of the nerve center, is the slow tick, tick, ticking of the clock.
Your wish is my command.
All right. I think it would work better.
Are you guys even doing anything back there?
Yes, Joe's waiting. He's got all the phone calls screened. And like I said, I'm going through things on the internet looking for guests and looking for news stories and looking for fun things to do on the show.
What?
Oh, yeah. Listen to that. Oh, something's happening.
I heard something in the back.
We got a nibble.
It's like in Jaws when you see that string.
Yeah, exactly.
That line just going out a little bit.
It's electric, isn't it?
Boogie, woogie, 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 woogie.
Okay. All right, well, I think we all know we suck, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.